Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Hello, Jonathan.
So we're getting closer to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is late this year. And cocktails are a nice part of the beginning of the Thanksgiving Day meal. And I have three that I'm going to share with you. The first two come from Martha Stewart Living. And the first one is Shiraz Pernod Bourbon Spritz.
Oh my goodness. Say that three times fast.
Exactly. So Pernod and bourbon. And some Angostura bitters and some club soda. What could be nicer? A bit of lemon.
Well, that sounds nice.
It sounds nice and refreshing.
I'm hearing Shiraz and thinking that it also has wine, but no wine.
No, Shiraz as in the proper name. It's Shiraz, yes. Also, Sarah, Shiraz's sister, it's called Sarah's Garibaldi. And this is Campari, orange juice, orange bitters. What could be nicer than that?
What's not to like?
Let me make that noise again. What could be nicer than that? I'm very excited. And finally, Applejack Sour. The sour is the perfect drink for Thanksgiving.
You love the sour.
I love the sour, and I drink a cranberry bourbon sour, but this one has Applejack in it. I would use Quebec apple brandy.
As you do.
As I do, you know, from La Belle Provence, je me souviens. And also in here, to make it Quebecois, a bit of maple syrup, two dashes of Angostura bitters, and some lemon juice. So that sounds perfectly delightful. And using maple syrup in a fall sour drink is just about perfect.
That just really suggests a very nice sort of sweet, robust, sour balance.
A little nutmeg on top. Fantastic. So we'll post these on our website because we do, by gosh. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.